الله خير الخوف تعالوا من عرف القنا الله خير Right. You find getting in there yet? Should be the second to last Masechta. 47. Do you have it? Okay. Misha chetzi oevel chetzi min chori. Somebody who's half slave and half free. Oved es rabo yom echad ves hatzmi yom echad. He worked for himself for one. This is a very famous Mishnah that appears a couple of times in Shas. So Mishchetzi have a chetzi min chori. Somebody who's half slave and half free. Oved es rabo yom echad. He worships. He serves his master one day. Ves hatzmi yom echad. He serves himself the other day. Works for his master one day, works for himself the other day. Divrei Beis Hillel, it's Korin Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, that's nice. Tikantem es rabo, he fixed up his master, his master's going to get work out of him. Fez hatzmo lo tikantem, you didn't fix him up. How so? Lisa shivchayna yocho, he can't marry a maidservant because he's half free. Bas chorin ena yocho, he can't marry a free woman because he's half slave. Yocho yivato, maybe say, well, let him remain celibate. But lo lodi vrolam elapiri verivya. No, the world's created for procreation. Shneemarit says, lo tohu b'roh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world to be desolate. Lo shevis yitzorah, to be populated, he created it. Elivnei tikkun olam, so there, because of tikkun olam, in order to rectify the world, Kovin is rabu, we compel the master, Voso so ben chorin, the master makes him free, the koitsev shtar chatidomav, and he ever writes an IOU on half of his value and gives it to the master. Chozu beisil loris kedivere beishamai. Beisil came around to paske beishamai, so that we compel a release. Okay? No. Either of us a mitzvah not to give a get a release.
So why does the whole shichur?
Because here there's a definite master. Yeah, it's asking a good question, Avromi. Yesterday we said that once the shichur begins, the shichur expands, right? But here meets a barrier which you cannot expand beyond. In other words, yesterday we were dealing with other cases where there was Yehush on the part of the first master, or the second master wasn't really a master, so therefore there's no immovable barrier which shichur meets up with. But here, where the master is a definite master, so then shichur cannot penetrate that barrier. It would have to be like a weaker barrier in order to get through. It's a good question, though. I'm not sure if my answer is as good as your question. So in any event, the Gemara says, Hechev shar chetzi o evi chetzi ben chorin. How do you have such a case of chetzi evi chetzi ben chorin? So it's one of two ways. Departer either explain it, Oka Rebbe, the Rebbe Omer Odom Shachar Chatzi Abdo. This is not anywhere in the Bavli. But here you have Yushalmi, which says that a person can release half a slave. Now, the truth is, you know, now I think about that might answer Avrami's question. Because we paskin, like the previous sugya, that if you release half the slave, the whole slave is released, right? But Rebbe obviously argues, Rebbe holds that it's possible to release half a slave. It's a very strange thing, because the Chora, again, once you, if either he's a half a Jew or old Jew.
This type of case your answer before is not a good answer. You think it's a definite either.
That's correct. That's correct. Right. Rebbe argues on what we said before. This is like Rebbe. That's one answer. Now look at the second answer. Odibri Yaakov, The movable force thing works according to the second answer. Odibre, the movable barrier. Odibre, I call being like everybody. We're talking about a slave of two, partners. This is generally the way it's understood in the Bavli. Since each guy only owned half the slave to begin with, so therefore, When the one master releases his part, he's released, the slave becomes half released. So there, that's why I use the immovable barriers for, because here each guy l'chatchila only owned half the slave. In the previous Gemara, we talked about where each guy had a shutfus in the entire slave, or some shaykhus in the entire slave. So therefore, once one guy sets in place the shichrur for his entirety, so then the other guy's entirety cannot stand in front of that. But you're going to tell you about where each guy, l'chatchila, only had half the slave. So therefore, each guy can only release, his release only works on half the slave.
You said that maybe
That's what it says. Okay, Rebbe. To say that this Mishnah is like Rebbe. That's what it would mean. Okay? Now, says more again, this is a stuff which is not in the Bavli. Matzimatia biyomsho rabo. What if he fought before we came around to the conclusion that we're going to release him in its entirety? Or even after that, before we got a little route to releasing him. Matzimatia biyom sharabo. If he finds a matia on his master's day, sharabo. It belongs to his master. So if he finds his matia, if I had to mitzvah on a day which is his day, shalatzmo, he gets to keep it. Says Gemara, boo, we don't like that. I understand. Isn't he the next day going to have to give it over to his master? Meaning we have pretzel mashkona evikona rabo, right? So how can he have one day his mitzvah goes to himself? And the next, because he's independent, the next day, what, is he going to put in a Swiss bank account? The next day, his entire Swiss bank account should refer to his master, because Mashkona Evet, Kona Rabba, everything master or the Evet requires, the master should then require in turn. So it's interesting conundrum here. There's no real reconciliation. The Gemara just leaves it dangling. That why don't we say that whatever he finds today, the next day will belong to his master? Okay, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. I forgot to look up the Ketzoyis. There is a Ketzoyis here which is alluded to on the side. But I would say that probably Enochanami, he gets to keep Swiss bank accounts to deposit whatever he gets on his day. As my master only is like a poyo. A poyo, when he works for a war for an employer, well, on the days that he's working for an employer, anything he finds goes to the Baal HaBos. But this on the day he's not working for the Baal HaBos, the Chori would get to keep it himself. Says my now interesting issue. Kidesh Isha B'yom Shomore. If he married a woman on the day of his master, any question kedusha is not Val Kedusha. B'yom Shalatma Choshi Kedusha on the day of his, on his own day, We assume that it might be a valid kedusha. Now the Bavli never addresses such an issue, only the Yerushalmi. But it's an interesting thing. Lamaisa, the conventional way of understanding that is to say, if he marries on the day which belongs to his master, he's mamish in heaven on that day. So therefore, he can't contract kedusha because the avodim have no kedusha. On a day which he's his own, he's not in heaven on that day. So therefore, on that day, he can contract kedusha. But the Chasam Sofer doesn't like that. Chasam Sofer says, really, he should be able to contract kedusha on his own all the time. Why? Because if he is a chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin, has elements of being a free fellow, so therefore his status should be like a mamzer. And a mamzer can contract kedusha, right? So yes, it's true, the kedusha he contracts creates mamzerus, right? Because when he marries a Jewish woman, what? It's a psul call, like any other psul call. So therefore, you should be able to contract marriages. The marriage should have a defect. So Chanzer comes up with a technical answer, a cute one, though. He says, the truth is he can get married any day. But as Masters Day, the reason why he can't get married is because he doesn't own the ring. Because who owns the ring on his Master's Day? His master owns the ring, right. So that's why it's a snapshot that he's barred from getting married any day of the week. It's barred shot that on Master's Day, the ring which he wants to use to marry her is not his ring to go and use. But again, that's not the Pashim Shah anymore. Pashim Shah anymore is on the day of his master, he doesn't have a status of a yid to go and contract the marriage. Okay?
The Mishnah spoke, it was based on Shammai that raised that same question. He said that it couldn't be done. Right?
Right.
So the Gemara is amplifying Beis Shammai?
No, well, the Gemara itself, because ultimately Beis Hillel came around to learn like Beis Shammai. Right, so we are amplifying. It's one of the rare cases in which we will amplify Beis Shammai Shita.
You said before that he couldn't keep his money on the day. He could keep his money from the day that he's
right, the Chasam Sofer would not agree with that. Clearly, the Chasam Sofer holds that any money he gets on the day of his man belongs to his master, is not his anymore. But I could fetch out of that.
No, maybe he got the day before.
The alternate day is what he said.
You are?
Yeah, it's still one up for the day of the master.
It's still one, no, but the day of the master should help.
Who says he can't use it?
Whatever.
If he bought the ring yesterday.
Acquire something from this day.
Yeah.
Come to the day of the master, he loses his rights to
it. Yeah, but so that means he can't stash it away in his Swiss bank account. Yeah, but I don't like that. That's why I said before, I'm not so sure, not so happy with that. You're right, that's what Chasam Sofer holds. But I would like to kvetch out of that. I would like to say that it depends what he did with the money he found on his own day. If he found money on his own day and put it in his bank account, so then the master doesn't get it the next day. But if he found money and then tried to use it the next day, he didn't stash it away, so then it becomes master's. That's what I want to say. All right, scratch that. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's just assume that the Chasam Sofer is correct, that whatever he finds his own day, the next day goes to his master. Whatever he possesses, not the Maisik. It's not like Magbiya Matzil Chaveru. Okay, you guys are right, I'm wrong. It happens. Says more further. We're not. It's not considered to be a valid kiddushin. So how can you say that on his own day we're chayshish lekiddushin? It sounds like it's not kiddushin at all. In other words, even though he's chatzi ben chorin, he's not yet shaykh to the parsha of kiddushin. And the Gemara doesn't really answer the question. The Gemara just leaves that dangling. And then where it says the kavasa, you should know girish en choshim legerushin. What about if he's megarish? Similarly, if he's megarish, his gerush is not valid gerushin. So the Imei Baruch says, isn't that obvious? If he doesn't get married, he doesn't have divorce, right? It's bullshit, right? But I think I'm not sure, the Gemara might be out of order here, because obviously we asked the Kasha for a Mechia named Rabbi Yochanan, who says he has no Kiddushin. But beforehand we had proposed that maybe he has Kiddushin on the day, which is his day, right? So maybe that which it says that he has no Gerushin, that means that even if he was Mekadish on his own day, he still has no right to make a Gerushin. Because a Gerushin must be made by a full Jew, and he can't make a gerushin. In other words, let me see if I can define a little bit better. A kiddushin on his own day, perhaps the Gemara is going back on the opinion which holds that he can contract kiddushin on his own day. And according to the opinion that he can contract kiddushin on his own day, the shaila is, can he be megarish? And the answer is no, he can't be megarish. Why can't he be Megaresh? Because although Kiddushin on the day when he owns stuff, according to the Chasam Sofer, he can contract, but Gerushin is a different ballgame. Gerushin means a person who is... I think I'm about to say something which is baloney again. Better to leave it schwer. Let's just leave it difficult. Let's leave the Baruch question stand. We don't know what the Baruch asks. Is it a Pasha? And the card is Pasha. If it's Kiddusha doesn't work, certainly it's Gerushin doesn't work.
If he gets married,
you see, but that's the Chasam Sofer's point. Chasam Sofer's point is that he won't countenance that. Because he's going to say whatever status he has that status on all days of the week.
Well, that's not true, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, there's actually a very good Big Day Shesh on the topic. But Big Day Shesh is my safer in Baba Basra. But I don't want to get into it tonight, but there is it depends how you look at the guy who's the Chatzi and the Chatzi Ben Chorin. Is he like split in two like schizophrenic, or is he like one new type of creature like a mule, which is like a half horse and half donkey? So Chasam Sofer is obviously learning that he's not one half and half, but rather he's like a new concept, a new creature, like a mule. So therefore the Chasam Sofer says whatever his personal status is going to be his personal status every day of the week. The only question is whether he has the money to affect Kedushin or doesn't have the money to affect Kedushin. That's how the Chasam Sofer is learning. You're right, one can learn the Gemara differently. We learned the Gemara Kipshuto that Echnami is taka schizophrenic. One day he's a Jew, one day he's not a Jew. And taka, according to the Chasam Sofer, he can either live with his wife all the time or never. According to the, wherever the conventional way of understanding the Gemara, yes. Lemaisa, we compel him to divorce her. So that means, obviously, we hold that he can't. I mean, we compel the master to release him. We compel the master to release him.
Which is the last line of our mission.
Right. So Lamai said this doesn't come up because Beis Hillel concedes to Beis Shammai. Now, says more fascinating, actually, conclusions more. So it's very different than when the Suya pops up in the Bavli. Tom and Tim Lint over there ain't no Sim Noshim Memoi. You can't get married to Chol Moed. You're not expected to remember why, but we learned. Shema bar bo habo, shem b'yochon tse b'shum bitul peri v'rivya. Because if people get married to Chol Moed, everybody push off their wedding to Chol Moed, because it's time when you're off from work anyway. So therefore, nobody will get married the rest of the year. And the people wouldn't be engaged in procreation, because they'd always wait till Chol Moed to get married. Anybody remember such a svara? They had it in Moed Kotlin.
Yeah.
That's what you thought. The Yerushalmi is different. The two, I think both of these are given the Bavli as well. What?
It's not just my own
fault. No, the Bavli does bring down name Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. But the Yerushalmi brings down this reason, and I think the Bavli also brings down this reason. Look on the side here, it cites the Bavli. In any event, so says the Mara, Bo Kumi Rabbi Yossi, so they ask the question, Evan Maushi Soishim Emoyed. If you all this Chati Evan Chati Menachorin, can you get married? Can you get married in Chol Emoyed? What's a Shiloh? So he said, Nishmini Min Adol. Let's hear it. Levatel. It says, should he desist from procreating? Valo loni vrahula mele peri verivya. He's a gross grave for peri verivya. Vlam Rav Shim Baraba, Shim Baraba said, Vashem Rav Yon, Koshu Mitzua peri verivya, anybody's commanded peri verivya, also lo liso, Yishim Moit is not allowed to get married, or Kol Moit. So therefore, Eved is not allowed to get married to El Chol Moed either. Now, this is Mamash, not like the Bavli. Because the Bavli holds the reason why the Mishnah brought down the Pasuk of Lo Tov Brah, Lo Shevet Yitzara, is because an Eved is not commanded on Purvu. And an Eved is commanded only on Shevet, which is a lower level. Just like a woman is not commanded Purvu. A woman is only commanded on Shevet, the popular the world, which is a lower level.
The reason is because...
What? No. Yerushalmi is consistent. So the Yerushalmi says, an Eved is Mitzuvah and Puravu, and it takes the Pasuk brought down as not distinct from Puravu, and therefore it asks the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin for getting married Chol Moed. The Bible says they have a summit of approval. It's a long place, a very long place, which appears in the Sugya, where it appears in Bo'abasa and again a couple of times. So if he discussed a great length, there is between Mitzvah Sheves and Mitzvah Purvu. That Sheves is a lower type of Mitzvah than Purvu, and women have Sheves, they don't have Purvu. So the Yerushalmi is not showing any distinction. It's important also to note one more thing, which is, I would have said that in Chol Hamoed, he's off from work, right? So he should be able to get married, and on all days of Chol Hamoed, he's like Yisrael. So maybe you would say, but that's not what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying, Avada, whatever status says, Chatiel, Chatiel, Ben Chorin, still applies during Chol Hamoed, but since he's Mitzuvah and Purvu, so therefore he's not getting married in Chol Hamoed, we make him get married one of the other days of the year. Why now did you ask permission? You asked your permission to ask a question. Yes. Then that would apply to an ever too. But that's not. It's not. Yeah. Okay. He said he has no gerushin, so now he's going to have gerushin. But anyway, yes. Theoretically, we could discuss those chilukim. Okay. Amokas Abdulakum. Some who sells his ever to a guy. All the chutzlaretz, or he sells them the chutzlaretz, yotzel mechorin, the ever goes free. Any point, Mr. Shwin, you sell the name. You cannot redeem captives for more than they cost, more than they're worth, I should say. Nei tikkun olam because of tikkun olam. Ein mavrichim es hashvuim, bimnei tikkun olam, one cannot cause captives to flee. It's an interesting thing. You don't allow, don't help captives to escape from their captors. Nei tikkun olam because of tikkun olam, because next time, instead of taking captives, they're just going to kill them. Right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mer mnei takon shvuim. What's the change? Fascinating difference. Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's only if there are other captives can you not make others flee. You can't allow part to escape lest they take retribution on the other captives. But if there are no other captives in this camp at this time, you don't have to worry about tikkun olam in the future. So if there are other shvuim here at this point in time now, and they don't have to worry about the future, what's going to happen next time around. Okay? Now, of course, talk about shvuim where there's no immediate pikuach nefesh, obviously, because they're being held for ransom. If there was immediate pikuach nefesh, of course, you would save whoever you could, whenever you could. Okay? So in any event, similarly, ein lochim svarim tfilim zuzus mina goyim, yoresel demeim, if a goy has to svarim tfilim zuzus, if you don't buy him for more than worth, nei tikkun olam, because who knows, next time he'll steal, you know, he's going to start stealing in order to provide, to make money off tefillin. Okay, legoy, I feel very Yisrael. If you sell an eved to a goy, even in Eretz Yisrael, he goes free. Now let's cut and paste a little bit. Take the first, the middle four words, the next line, and put it in him here. Over chutzlaretz, I feel Eretz Yisrael. If you sell an eved to chutzlaretz, even selling to a Jew in chutzlaretz, he goes free. Mima Shacharo, going back to the beginning of the previous line, who releases the slave? Rabba Rishon no Saint Domav, the first master who owned him in Eretz Yisrael pays the money. Vashreini, the second master who bought him in chutzlaretz, releases him. Says the Martin Neymar, let us say, however, im yoda Rabba Shane, if the second master knew the halacha, right? He knew that he was not supposed to buy an eved being sold to chutz laretz. So then shneim dasidom of each one loses half the money. We find both of them, the one who sold and the one who bought. Fim lav, and if the second master did not know what he was doing wrong, harisho knows his dom of the first guy pays because he did the avla. Vashenim shachro, and the second guy releases it. Now I need plenty by plenty. If a guy writes a document, I so-and-so, son of so-and-so, I'm selling my slave, Pliny, so-and-so, to Auntie Yoichi, which the chutzlaitz yatzel cheres never goes free. Mishu belud lo yatzel cheres. Now, I don't like what the Korban and Pnei Moshe say about this, so I'm going to offer you my two interpretations of this line myself. One interpretation of it is that it ain't over till it's over. In other words, Lud is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So as long as he's in Lud, he doesn't go free. Because maybe the guy will do tshuva and take the Eved back. But the moment he goes past Lud, then the Eved goes free, because that's already going outside of Eretz Yisrael. But I don't like that, because it sounds like that sounds like from here that the moment you write the documents on your Eved to Chutzlaitz, he goes free. So I have an alternate shot, which is not much better, but it is a little bit better, which is that it means that if the Eved originally lived in Lud, Lud is on the border. So there's not much difference between Lud, the border town, and Chutzlaitz. So if you lived in Lud with your Eved and you saw him to Chutzlaitz, he doesn't go free. Because he already had all the chesronos of Chutzlaitz in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he doesn't go free just because you saw him to Chutzlaitz mamish. Okay? What? If you sell him to a Jew outside of Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, includes Jews. So, okay? So in any event, those are my two pshat in that line. Tani, we learned. It should be Yotza, past tense. Yotza Eved Yirabu B'chutz Laretz. If an Eved went out willfully with his master Chutz Laretz, L'pichach, in that case, V'il usually means something else, therefore, here means in that case, in M'chor L'shom M'chor. In other words, the Eved can't say, whoops, I left with my master Chutz Laretz, but I really didn't mean to. Once you agree to leave with him, so therefore you're stuck being an Avdus. Okay, you have to make him a chod before he takes you out. Bar mechutz laretz manas lachzor. If he comes from chutz laretz with the intent to go back, right? It should be ein kofino so. You came from chutz laretz to Yisrael. The intent to go back chutz laretz should be ein kofino so. Carbonate changed it lemacher lachzor. Even the next day, let's say he came from chutz laretz to Yisrael with his master, so quickly down to the kofino and go back, right? He can say, you know, I changed my mind, I love Israel, I want to stay. And his Eved and his master's got to release him. Why? Because he's in Eretz Yisrael. So even if they're about to go back the next day, he's got to release him. And of course it goes without saying, what? No. Even if his master brought him up on a visit, he can demand the right to stay in Eretz Yisrael to be released a free man. Okay? And Amanash Lol Alzor, and of course, goes without saying, if they took him out to Eretz Yisrael, the intent never to go back, and go themselves there, never to go back to Chutz Laretz. Baruch Mi Chutz Laretz, whatever he fled from Chutz Laretz, should be to Laretz, to Eretz Yisrael. So, Rashai Lach Zero. You're allowed to take him back. You're allowed to take him back. Let me check if I'm right about that. Yeah, you can take him back to Chutz Laretz. Whereas if he fled from Chutz Laretz territory, you never gave him permission to come up, even temporarily, so then he take him back. Baruch Me'or to Chutz Laretz, 20 fled from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Rabbi Yoshim Shem Rabbi Chia Baraba, Amari said, Mutar, now here he's throwing the words, L'mochro L'shom. Even though normally you're not allowed to sell your Eved to Chutz Laretz, but if your Eved ran from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and now it's Chutz Laretz, you could sell him there, because he brought it upon himself, right? Rabbi Yeshua Rabba Amar Mutar, Rabbi Yeshua Brother Great, all says it's permissible, sell him Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Marino's great Rabbi Yeshua Rabba Amar Osir, Rabbi Minos, however, Rabbi Yoshua's son, said it's Osir. On Rabbi Yeshua said no, low plea, they don't argue. Man Ramutar, he says you're allowed to sell Chutz Laretz, Beloma Livrach L'Sham, where he's always running to Chutz Laretz. So you give up. You want to be in Chutz Laretz, you sell him to somebody in Chutz Laretz. Man Ramar also, somebody says, also sell the Chutz Laretz, B'she'en Beloma Livrach L'Sham. He flees. The seven runs away, but he doesn't usually run to Chutz Laretz. So now he ran to Chutz Laretz on a one-shot deal that's not enough of a reason to sell him to Chutz Laretz. Amazing Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yosef is that below Pligin, another interpretation. They don't argue. Ma'ad Amar Mutzer, he says that it should be reversing the law, next line, this line. B'sheini Yochel Aviyah L'Sham, where you can't get it back from there. Ma'ad Amar Mutzer, he said it's also some Chutzorot, it should be Yochel Aviyah L'Sham, where you can bring it back from there. Okay, drop the first two letters of the first next word. It should be Tani. We learned im hisnaimo mutter. In other words, when you bought the Evan, it's a fascinating one. You went to the Evan on the slate block. You said, "Listen,
why is he bringing
whatever his name is to Evan, Christopher? I'm buying you as a slave, right? I'm making a condition with you that whenever I want to sell you to Chutzlaritz, I can sell you to Chutzlaritz. Negotiate with the slave himself. So that's okay." Can make such a tie. And then later on, Christopher can come and say, I want to live in Eretz Yisrael. Say, deal's a deal. I bought you out tonight, so therefore I can give you back. I can sell you back to all sorts. Now, Adkadun, Bigdoyim. Okay, that makes sense. When you bought the Evan, he's a Gadol. But so you can continue to make the tie with him. But Bigdoyim, what about by when you're buying kids? Meet name Rabbo. You can make the deal with their master with whom you're buying him. Akadum Shir Rabbo Yisrael. That makes sense where the master when you're buying is a Jew. Hire Rabbo Goy, what if the master when you're buying is a Goy? Same thing. Rabbi Tavla Zavin Avde, Rabbi Tavla bought a slave, Umasi Rabbo made a condition with the master, even though the master was a Goy. Because the Goyim own other Goyim, and therefore they can make deals of this sort. Rabbi Yitzchak Davon, Rabbi Yitzchak Davon, that was his name. Avalei Avde, he said, had a slave. Arkin Libno so went to some outlying villagers. Now, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? He lived, I guess, in Chutzlaritz, actually. The Chutzlaritz. So it went to one of the villagers around it. What? The master, Rabbi Yitzchak Davon. So he lived in the Chutzlaritz. So his Eben fled. So he went and asked Rabbi Yami what should do. Varila to Rabbi Yami Baskin. Oyne, if the Eben fled to Oyne, also you can't take it back because that's Eretz Yisrael. If he fled to Antris, you're allowed to take him back Shari, that's Bristol because that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. A Pirchus, a Parchurim, if he fled to a place named Aparchurim Tricha, I don't know, Teku. I don't know if you can take him back or not. By the way, the Pnei Moshe is a totally different shot, but it's a very wild shot. I'm not going to learn that way. I'm saying Rabbi Abba Barado, this was similarly the matron of Rabbi Abba Barado, Arkas Likulusaya. She fled to a district called Kilusaya. Asked her show Rabbi Money, came and asked Rabbi Mora, for a lake Rabbi Yami, he's passed the same way as Rabbi Yami. I guess Kilusaya and it was somewhere near the Bno song we mentioned before. So in any event, he said, Oni Osir, Antira Shari, Apurchis, Tzrich, I don't know. Period. Getting back to the Mishnah. Ain't put the Shri Yosef Mitmeh. You don't redeem slaves for captives. For more than the word Mnei Tikkun Olam because they want to rectify the world. And we don't cause Shvuyim to flee to escape their captors because of Tikkun Olam. Now here the Shari Territory brings down the name of Rashba Girsa. The Loligare Shvuyim Maise. They're not going to, in order that they shouldn't start attacking the other captives, with anger to die. Rabbi Shin Gamliel Meir, that's not why. In order that they shouldn't go and get new Shvuyim to take the place of those who were there in captivity. So that's in Neitikon Olam, because in the future they might come and take other captives to replace those who you freed. Now, the aim of Rabbi Shin Gamliel Meir, Neitakonas Shvuyim, for the rectification of other captives, that the other one should not be tied up, meaning that they shouldn't be tortured and chained. So in other words, you can't make part of the Shvuyim flee if the other ones are going to be stuck behind. Okay? Tani, we learn, Goy Meicher Sforim Tzulim Mezuzos, if a Goy is selling to return Tzulim Mezuzos, also you can't make now to buy from him, because they're afraid they're not written Lishma. We simply don't know if they're in Lishma. What time did we learn? Ma'isa b'goy echa b'tzinam shere moichat film zuzos who bore ma'isa near chomim as the goy was selling and came in front of chomim v'om this said mutli kach benu you allowed to buy from him. So Shua bar Nozim shere moichat chanina said it should be actually begir Shechaz the Surahava. They knew the Kuntil was written in Lishma because it was written by him or written for him when he was still a ger. Nevich, now he became a goy again, but he used to be a ger, so therefore he's allowed to, we're allowed to buy from him. Yes. You saw what? He didn't ask our permission. He just went to the truck. That once was years ago when I was in high school. My father took me. He was in the Judaica business, and he took me to a Reform rabbinical convention. And we met there. A guy said, one of the Reform rabbis said, "I'm a Baal Tshuva. I learned Torah V'das. I burnt my talis, burnt my tefillin. That's how I did my tshuva." So what? Yes. So it's the same thing. I don't know if he burnt it, threw it out, whatever he said. So the fact that he could come to me and say that was an amazing thing. But in any event, so that's the same idea here. This guy, he didn't ask any questions, just this guy is going to become a goy again. Because they're paying that in Lishma. What? They're what? They're what? Yeah. Right, so you can't pay more than it's worth in order to buy it, because they're afraid you're going to go and steal from the future. But Stamazah, you can't buy anyway from them to use, because they're afraid it wasn't written Lishma. There are two different issues here. They're writing Lishma and the fact that they're going to go steal.
Rabbeinu Gershom was in prison. Rabbeinu Gershom cited this mission of why he could not be released.
Not Rabbeinu Gershom. Rameir Rundenberg.
What?
Rameir Rundenberg. Rameir Rundenberg. Yeah. Because they wanted more money for him than he felt he was worth.
An enormous amount of money from the community.
Yeah.
He said the community cannot pay this kind of money. So he languished in jail for 10, 20
years. Yeah, until after he died. Even the corpse they didn't redeem for a long time. Yeah. That's right. Okay, Aloch HaZayin. HaMotzi Tishton, this is a Mishnah, which we've had already elsewhere in Shas, so they should go quickly. HaMotzi Tishton Mishum Shem Ra. What am I supposed to do with these cups? HaMotzi Tishton Mishum Shem Ra. Are you enjoying the shiur very much, Nisana? That's good. HaMotzi Tishton Mishum Shem Ra. Mishum Shem Ra. So the voice is why, because there were bad rumors about her behavior, conduct. Lo yach, so you can never take her back. Mishum neder, the voice is because she took a neder, which he found particularly onerous. Lo yach, which he found particularly onerous. Lo yach, so you can't take her back. Rabbeinu called neder shenodibo yodibo rabbim, any neder which the masses knew about. Lo yach, so you may not take her back. Lo yodibo rabbim, the masses did not know about it. Yach, so you can take her back. Rabbeinu Meir says, so the Gemara is going to explain most of this stuff. And Amir called neder shutzar chakiras chacham. Any neder which requires a chacham to be matirit lo yachzir may not take her back. Tapu chafem rau. No. B'shein tzar chakiras chacham. Look, b'shein tzar chakiras chacham. When a chacham doesn't, the only the chacham he himself can be made for it. You weren't with us in the dorm, were you? He himself, the husband, can be made for it. So yachzir, since he can know it, he can take her back. Amr Rebbe Zohar said, no, they're both osir. Well, Suzelimine said he only asked her to take her back, in one case because of the other case. Amr Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yudah Rebbe said, Maitse Betina Bechot Shomer Leishto, there's a guy in Tina who said to his wife, Konam Shani Megar Shecha. He said, I may owe my private bilosir if I don't divorce you. So the letter was on him. Begir Shah, he divorced her. Let him take her back, or to rectify the world. Now I'm going to explain all these things. V'tani learned in a brisa. Mivnei ma'amar chachamim rechachamim say hamotzi b'shum shem lo yachzir. So I mean, the divorce the wife because there are bad rumors about her loose behavior should not take her back. Sharei hamotzi zishlo b'shum shem ra, because let's say you divorce your wife because of rumors. V'ocham nisa. Nisis, and then she goes again, marries somebody else, Lach, or somebody else. The other men are bonim, and she has kids from the other husband. Lach, as ma, nimtzu, advarim, badoim, and eventually he finds out that the rumors were not true. Amar, the first son, says, oh, the yesi adeyash, advarim, badoim, right to have known that the rumors were unfounded. If a person were to pay me $100 to divorce my wife, $1,000 Loisi Megarsha, I would never have divorced her. Maybe for more, but not for that. Venim so good, both of them I'm saying. So therefore, what's going to happen is he's going to say that the get was given under false pretenses. And therefore, he's going to say, it's going to come out that the kids from the second marriage of this wife are mamzer. So therefore, he said, you know what, Mr. So-and-so, if you divorce her because of rumors, you can never take her back. And once, since he knows that when he divorces her, she is forbidden for him to forever, so make sure to check it out before he divorces her and either give a completely valid get or reconcile with her. And that will prevent all sorts of the rumors of Ramzaris arising later on. What? The tonight can't be written in the get, but you can give a get out tonight. We don't write the tonight to get, we said, but you can give a get out tonight. We said that.
It's not our fault that he is.
We want to prevent that. We know it's not his fault or our fault, but we want to make sure that he doesn't spread rumors that the kids from this, that one's dirty, don't put it together, that the kids in the second marriage are mamzerim. We want to prevent those all sorts of problems later on the line for their shiduchim. So that similarly, Tana, we learn name Amomer. Why this emotzis ishlam shum neder? Some of the words why because of a neder she took loyachzer may not take her back. Shari emotzis ishlam shum neder because you divorce your wife because of a neder. V'ochem nisis lachar she goes to marry somebody else. But you hold the man who and she gives birth from the second guy, Nimsa Nether Bato, and then the nether is cancelled. Amari is then is gonna say, oh, Isa there Shaya Nether Bato, right to know that the nether was null and void. So then Ilamar was able to be voided. See the Yodam nicely beached mona. If a person would give me $100 to $1,000 to divorce my wife, Loisi Magarsha would not have divorced her. Name so God bought those. Then it will come out that the first get, he's going to spread rumors that the first get was null and void. But Bob Mom's there, and the kids are Mom's there for the second husband. When we talk, she had there, she moved Magarsha. This way, they know that once he divorces her, she has to allow so she may not go back to him. Afu Noisi Magarsha, Mishol, Shalim, he gives her a complete get, Mishol, Shalim, from the get go. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira gives the reason Rabban who argue. Rabban, of course, say that even if he took a net, she took a nether and he divorced because of a nether, he'd still take her back. You know why? He was just looking for an excuse to divorce her, and everybody knows that, and therefore it wasn't that it was under false pretenses. Sharei nether. Because we're talking about a neder, according to Rabbanan, if it's a neder which even he himself could have been made for, so every husband knows he can annul the wife's vows if they're inui nefesh, if they're beino lebeino, if they have to do with her affliction, if they have to do with matters between the two of them. So therefore, in that case, Chachamim say he could take her back, because he would never claim I didn't know. Because everybody knows they can be made for his wife's adorn. So in that case, if you want to take her back later on, he's allowed to do so. Similarly, our representative said, Telechosha Iloya wrote to Lagarsha. In the case where not everybody knew about the nether, so if he divorces her, we know he divorced her because of just an excuse. Sharei neder shloi dov rabbi moya, because that which not the man mass don't know about, neder which the man mass knew about, so then he can claim later on that he thought that it could not be annulled. But everybody knows that an neder which is taken in private can be annulled. So therefore, he can't claim that he didn't know that he was ignorant, because, and we say to him, no, Lamaisi divorced because you wanted to. Logically, a neder which requires a chacham to be matir yachzer. He should take her back. It's a fascinating Gemara. Sha'azokin okes haneder meikoro. A zokin uproots the neder altogether. So therefore, since the zokin uproots the neder, he holds a different reason. Chormeg says that really Rabbi Lezo is the reason why he should divorce her. Once she takes a neder, it's because we want to make sure b'noisi slah na putzim b'n David. So therefore, if she makes a neder and divorces her because of that, she should never take her back. So he says, really, if it's chakir, neder, which is shaykh to chakir as chacham, yachzer, you should take her back. Why is that? Because the pizza's in the door doesn't have such terrible ramifications in that case. Shah zokin, oikas, and neder meikor, because in zokin, we know, can uproot a neder retroactively altogether. So ever such a neder doesn't bear such iniquity. Harem neima osu neder, should be should, sorry, chakir as chacham. Why they ask even neder, she cries chakir as chacham, because that she can't go back to us, and the neder should be she ain't for chakir eschachem, because of a neder which he himself is made for. Because if he himself is made for the neder, hafora the Yushami her holds works mikano lahaba not lemafreya, works from the time that far, and that's why she needs kapara for any aveir she committed between the time she took the neder and the time of the hafora. So therefore, in that case, we really want to find them that benos yisrael should not be putzim in the darim. So since in that case you want to find them, there shouldn't be putzim in the darim, that if he divorces her, he can never take her back. So as a gzera, even neder which has chakir eschacham, where it's retroactively annulled, and therefore never really took effect, and therefore has no iniquity attached with, even there we said, once you divorce her, you may not take her back. Okay? Next mishnah. Hamoitzis yishtam mishum alnis, you divorce her because she was barren. Rehidam elu after, we just said, barren, couldn't give birth. Right, she was sterile. You may not take her back. This is after she married the second guy. For you, she had kids. Whoops, wasn't an islandess, right? So then, he comes back to the first husband. First husband, if a divorce, I only divorce her without giving her a ksuva. So now she says, give me a ksuva, because I'm not an islandess. It was your problem, you didn't have kids. So where Rabbeinu says, her first husband says, it's better for you to keep quiet than speak up. Because if you speak up and you claim you weren't the islandess, so then I'm going to say my get was a mistake. Because I only gave you get because I thought it was an islandess. And then it's going to come out that you were really my wife and you were an agency and you're marrying the second guy was because mamzerus. So therefore, if you want me to hush things up, you better stop demanding your tzuva. Okay? Says more, and that's we learn this in Gemara. Time is shum name ma'om ram mitzitishum mishum alnis. Why say regard to boys why coach is alnis? Well, you have to mean to take her back. Shere ha mitzitishum mishum alnis, because if somebody divorced the wife of alnis, well, come this slacker, and she went and married somebody else, the only man who bought him and had kids from her. But Amr, he said, Ela, he's your there, she's your lettuce. The first husband will say, right to have known that my wife could give birth. Ela, you owe them nicely, beastly man money, if it's you give me $1,000 for her life. Lazy Magalsha would not have divorced her. Right? It's been into get both of my moms. The kid comes out to be no boy, the kid comes out to be your mom's. However, this is Imatoshia there, since he knows she's Magalsha, that if he divorces her, he be a Sura Lamsalo, she can't go back to him. Afu knows him, look, get Shalom, he gives a complete get from the get go. Rabbi Zira said, Tayla Khoshi Eloy wrote to Magalsha. You should, now Rabbi Zira again argues. Rabbi Zira is explaining the reason, or rather explain the reason, the Rabbanan say, even if you divorce her because of alnis, you can take her back. Why is that? Because he knew that she was an the fact that she's alnis was not the sole cause for a divorce. Shrei kama noshim nesuin alnis, there are many women who are married who are alnis. But love conquers all, and their husbands stay married to them. Especially in the days when they could have other wives. So therefore, and then certainly love can conquer all. So therefore, if he divorced her, he obviously divorced her for other reasons. So therefore, we don't say that he has his excuse. It was only because of violence, and therefore you can claim I'm serious afterwards. So therefore, if he does divorce her, you can take her back.
Is the process that she divorced her in 10 years?
Right, it's contrary to the Gemara. Right. But he could marry another woman in that case. So maybe in that case he married somebody else. Anyway, if you don't marry a little Yachzir, Vat Omer Ken, now this is going on the Sefer. The Sefer says that he says to her, you better be quiet and don't demand your ksuba. Right? So it says, why? He can't take her back anyway. So since he can't take her back anyway, so therefore he should pay out the ksuba, right? So you can't say, you better be quiet, otherwise I'll say the get was a mistake. No, Chomi said you can't say the get was a mistake. So there's more Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua said, Takalis, Khan Rabbi Yehoshua. Khan Rabbi Yehoshua said, it's the Takona, you can never take her back, so of course you should pay out the ksuba when it turns out she's not an islandist. Hi, it was a mistake, tough luck! Takona the Rabbi, you can't take her back, so you can't be Motzi Laz on the get. Can't say the get was no good. So therefore, and then the Sefer says that he tells you better keep quiet. The time came, we learned their brights, and Mishum Rabbi Meir, or Emelesh Tugel Sechel Yotin Diburak. And so Rabbi Meir holds that way, not Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Tak holds, give her the ksuva, now she's not eyeless. Rabbi Meir is the one who says he doesn't have to give her the ksuva because he could claim, you better be quiet, otherwise I'll start saying all sorts of nasty things about the get. Okay, halachatas. You sell yourself and your children to goyim as servants. Ain't putting himself, we don't redeem you. You could rot. But after father dies, we redeem his kids. Not to his wife because we're afraid he's going to sell them again. But after he dies, we can redeem his kids. Somebody sells his field to a goy, and a goy, the Jew goes and buys it. Now it sounds like it, but the Gemara is going to amend that. The Jew buys it, maybe Bikurim brings Bikurim from the field, and they take home because of the rectification rule. Of course, Gemara is going to ask, why is the Chaim Bikurim belong to a goy? Or what? I'm sorry, the opposite. The Chaim is pushed to Chaim Bikurim because now it belongs to a Jew. Okay, Masniso Armish is Bishamacha to Moshana, he keeps on selling himself to Goyim. We don't, the second time around, we don't redeem him. Avolimacha to Pamachas, but if he was hard up and he sold himself one time, Podim or so, then we redeem him. However, and I don't remember this in the Bible either, Bimacha to Luli, if he sold himself to cannibals, Afilu Pamachas ain't Podim, so even one time we don't redeem him. Now, I'm not sure what we are redeeming if he sold himself to cannibals.
He's eaten,
right. But I guess... Yeah.
Maybe they don't want you to take a drink.
Yeah, it's brought down also then the Seed Pnei Moshe. Ludim are known to be, I forget, it's also in the Bible. They're the EP cannibals. So I guess because he was willing to sell himself to such Rishoyim, obviously he wasn't selling himself his food. He wasn't selling himself for a pound. So therefore, I guess he's willing to sell himself to serve such Rishoyim, so therefore we don't redeem him. Before he gets eaten, right. We're assuming he didn't sell himself to be the main course. He sold himself to be the waiter, I guess. In any event, says one Maisa Bechash Amara sold to Molu Ludim. There's a guy who sold himself to Ludim. Asu the Kumi Ravo, case came for Ravo. He said, the Spindel principle is at work here. Mana said, what should you do? He sold himself to the cannibals because he had to make a living. Right? It's a living. So therefore, we have to have Rachmanis on him, and we have to redeem him, even if he sold himself to be a waiter in Casa Cannibal. Okay.
At least the first time.
The first time, yeah. Masniso, I'm getting back to the next part of my Mishnah, the Bikur Mishnah. Masniso, our Mishnah should be the local Rameir, it's not a Rameir. Rameir says, Enkin la'akum be'eretz Yisrael poltrim in ha'maisrus. Of course it's Chayim Bikur, not just because of Tikkun Olam. If a guy buys field in Eretz Yisrael, so it's still Chayim and Meiser. So too, it's still Chayim and Bikurim. There's no Tikkun Olam here, right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi say Yesh Kini Lakum Eretzro, Goy Ez Kini Eretzro, Fulchim Reisus to exempt the land from Meiser. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shlokish said, Time Rabbi Meir, what's the reason Rabbi Meir? It's not in the Bible as far as I recall. V'yitznachalta mosol v'vnechem achreichem reshes achuzo. This story about avodim. Normally we're makish avodim lekarkos, but here we're makish karkos to avodim. It says, bequeath your slaves to your children after you, as an inheritance. Pekish avodim lachuzo. So slaves are like an inheritance, meaning a land ownership. Ma avodim atim konim beim enim konim ikem. Just like slaves, you can buy slaves from goyim. But goyim can't buy slaves from you. If they do, it doesn't take effect. Avachuza so too portions in Eretz Yisrael at them. Koinim ehem, you buy from them. Vehem ain't koinim ehem, and they don't buy from you. Okay? Amar lez Rabbi Yossi, kum Rabbi Yossi. Lez to send for Yossi. Vaham is Ira Meir. He's a right for a mayor. Vaharetz loti mochelitz misus. Says the land may not be sold for permanence. L'chultanus, chalut l'chalutin, means for permanence. So we see land can't be sold by to the goyim, right? For permanence. Neither does the Gemara. Says the Gemara, one second. Armalese said, Adaram, on the contrary, Kol Garmo Amros, the entire pasuk says, the Messiah of Shimon, it's right for Shimon that a goy can buy land there to Israel in order to exempt them from Trumas and Mises. Because it says, Loki Macher. Because what's the Torah saying? Sarah's saying, don't sell it. What does it mean, don't sell it? I'm Nimkara Chaluta. If it is sold, then it's going to belong to the goy. So there's a riot to Shimon. It doesn't say that if you sell, the sale is null and void. It says, don't sell it. What does that mean, don't sell? It must be that if you do sell it, it taka becomes. And the Mises, we pass on this nowadays. At least it's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas between the Yerushalmis and the Bnei Brakers. And the Yerushalayim, the minhag is that any produce grown in Arab land, Arab-owned land, during Shemitah, has no Kedusha Shvius. In Bnei Brak, they pass it, it does have Kedusha Shvius. I don't remember the details of machlokas, but the Bnei Chazonish held it does. But in Yerushalayim, the minhag was all the years that it does not. So that's one of those things which we have. A minhag was always be mekel that at least bezman hazeh shmitas rabbanon that we so that goyish land does not have kinyan. We have that because there's no yovel. We had a couple of days ago. Okay. You want to do the shema? Vada? You want the shmitas coming up? Right. Says more further. Is that nice for him, fellow? Okay. Remember my line about the Jim and Netanyahu. Never forget that line. Okay. Not now. After this year. I don't want to take. Dr. Smith remembers. Sazmar. Rabbi Yehuna de Tzipori Omar. Rabbi Yehuna of Tzipori said, Hinik.
Because I've never seen Rabbi
Yehuna. Yeah, try Rabbi Yehuna, actually. It's Rabbi Chuna. Usually in the Bible, Yerushalmi, it's Chuna. Rabbi Chuna, the Tzipor Amar, Hinnig, Rabbi Chanina, the Tzipor, Rabbi Chanina, conduct himself to Tzipor, Kealdod, Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon, that Yesh, Kini, Elakum, Lafkia, right? So it says, now we have to do a little bit of cut and paste again. Looking later on down the Gemara, it says about 5 lines down from here, it says, Vatnina, the first one line is Vatnina, do you see that? So the Mepharshim all say to move this up here. But and then we learn, okay, maybe Bikurim Nei Tikkun Olam. It says the buyer brings Bikurim Midoraiso because the Rabbana, because Tikkun Olam. V'yavi Bikurim to Vartarish, bring Bikurim Doraiso. So, meaning, according to the mayor, Stam Mishas, right, mayor, according to Shimon, the guy's Kenyan obliterated the Chiv to Bikurim. But according to Meir, there should be a chiv bikurim d'oraisa, right? So going back now, Rabbi Zira Kumer Evo B'Sharon Lewis said, "Avgar Meir Mar Ein Kinyan La'akum Beretz Yisrael Avkiu Min Ha'Maisus." Even though you going can't uproot the chiv Maisus, Moed Yishesh Bo Kinyan Chosim. We conclude, we do concede that property acquired while he owns it is his. Ma'al Kinyan Chosim. What does it mean, Kinyan Chosim? On Rabbi Achilas Peros, he has the rights over the fruit. So here, the Gilead Ephraim and the Mashpiach both explained very beautifully. We're talking about it where the in our Mishnah, where the Jew bought fruit which grew in a guy's field. There, Midoraisa, there's no Chiv Bikurim Midoraisa Mer. Because since the Jew only brought the fruit, and not the land, so then avada, there's no chiyuv bikurim. But nonetheless, as I may have netikun olam, we made a bring bikurim anyway. Why netikun olam? So hopefully, if we make the Jews are buying fruit from the land, bring bikurim, eventually they'll come back to buy back the land as a result. Okay? Says the Gemara. Now we're really off topic, skipping down two lines, which you just cut and paste. This is if you buy, it's a fundamental issue. I think this isn't a Bavli, but I don't think so, actually. You bought a field when the Yovel was in effect. Rabbi Lamar Konakarkarila says you bought the land. Bar Memelamar Lo Konakarkar. You didn't buy the land. What's the difference? According to you, said he bought the land. You should be able to dig holes, dug out some caves in the land. It's interesting. You know, he realized if he bought land when there was Yovel, he wouldn't be allowed to change the land. You have to give it back as it was. So the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Ila, why? According to you, own the land. You should be able to do what you want. Armlezi said it's special gzidin. Torah says, "V'shav la'chuzaso." The guy returns to his portion during Yovel. Be'eno, as it was. So that's why now have to make changes there. Not because you don't own the land; you do own the land. Now the truth is, they both forgot something. That this is where the Bavli kicks in. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha brought the following shmu in front of them, which is, according to like Reb Meir is wont to point out, Yaakov Baracha is about to quote Rish Lakish, but he's also going to quote Rabbi Yochanan here. This is your buddy, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. So Rabbi Yaakov, see, I remember that. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha says quoted this. They said, V'lo yada, they forgot, in a pleading, the same machlokas was already in machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Whether, in the time when Yovel applied, whether the guy who buys land has to give it back, Konakarka or Dub was not Konakarka. What did Nafka mean? The following machlokas, famous machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, somebody bought land during the time when the Yovel applies, and he's only going to keep it till Yovel. Maybe he brings Bikurim, Bikurim, and he can read the Parashat Bikurim. But what is in the Parashat Bikurim, which you should not be able to eat? Read Hadoma Asher Nasat Li Hashem. It's not his Hadoma, right? Because he has to give back to Yovel. But if you hold that you're that Konakarka, then it's considered to be his land enough that he can read the Parashat Bikurim. Shemilog Shemar Eno Mevi Kori. He doesn't bring a read because he can't say Adom Hashem Nesafli, because he holds the Kenyan which a guy has on the land, which is going to go back to Yovel, is only Kenyan Peres, not Kenyan Guf. He owns the fruit, but not the land itself. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Kun Rabbi Yossi. Lezer, son of Rabbi Yossi, said in front of Yossi, call him on my issue, maybe. Everybody agrees that the Bikurim has got to bring. My plea in the Shiloh is whether Bikriya, whether you can read the Parsha of Adom Hashem Nesafli. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Mevi Kori, Rabbi Yochanan says he can. Hashem Elok Shemar Mevi Venekori says he cannot, because he cannot say Adom Hashem Nesafli. Okay, I think we can stop here for this evening. And we'll pick up with the new Perek tomorrow. The two guys, Rabbi Abba Ramel and Rabbi Ila, they argued if Kana Yovel Bashar, Kana Kara Bashar, they didn't know this Machlok position.
Rabbi Yaakov Barach, two block back or four block back, said there is no Machlok for Rabbi Yaakov Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was strictly on crisis.
Good point.
He never disagreed.
That's true. I don't know what he does with this attack. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Maybe there is a bright. I guess there is a bright.